This is Liz, and you're listening to Stanza, Poetry Aloud. Today, I want to talk about Ben Lerner and read a little bit of his first collection, The Lichtenberg Figures. He's most known as a novelist now. His book, 1004, which came out in 2014, received a lot of press, led to him winning a MacArthur Fellowship, but he actually started his career out in poetry. He went to Brown for undergrad and received his MFA there, did a lot of work with the poetry department there, and his senior thesis ended up turning into The Lichtenberg Figures, which was published in 2004. One of the things about The Lichtenberg Figures is that there are no titles for these poems. There's just a little glyph that looks somewhat like an S. So I'm going to call this Untitled Number One by Ben Lerner from the collection Lichtenberg Figures. The sky is a big responsibility, and I am the lone intern. This explains my drinking. This explains my luminous portage, my baboon heart that breaks nightly like the news. Who am I kidding? I am Diego Rodriguez Velasquez. I am a dry and eviscerated analysis of the Russian Revolution. I am Line 7. And my memory, like a melon, contains many dark seeds. Already, this poem has achieved the status of lore amongst you little people of New England. Nevertheless, I, Dr. Samuel Johnson, experience moments of such profound alienation that I have surrendered my pistols to the care of my sister, Elizabeth Forster Nietzsche. Forgive me, for I have taken things too far, and now your carpet is ruined. Forgive me, for I am not who you think I am. I am Charlie Chaplin, playing a waiter, embarrassed by his occupation. And when the rich woman I love enters this bistro, I must pretend that I'm only pretending to play a waiter for her amusement. This is another poem by Ben Lerner from the collection Lichtenberg Figures. I'm going to call this Untitled Number Two. Resembling a mobile but having no mobile parts, my instrument for measuring potential differences in volts is like a songbird in a Persian poem. I have absolutely no idea what I'm saying. I know only that I have a certain sympathy for the rhetoric of risk and mystery. Think of my body as a local institution. Think of my body as a monocoque. Think of my body as the ponderous surgeons of Wichita ready their nibs. When the first starlings began to cough up blood, the night applied its cataplasm. The moon issued its script to the Austrian dead. An expert described your son as incapable of some really important shit. Your son described his name in the air with a spliff. Ben Lerner with Untitled Number Three. What am I the antecedent of? When I shave, I feel like a Russian. When I drink, I'm the last Jew in Kansas. I sit in my hammock and whittle my rebus. I feel disease spread through me like a theory. I take a sip from death's black daiquiri. Darling, my favorite natural abstraction is a tree, so every time you see one from the highway, remember the ablative case in which I keep your tilde. A scythe of moon divides the cloud, the story regains its upward sweep. Oh, slender spadix projecting from a narrow spathe, you are thinner than spaghetti, but not as thin as vermicelli. You are the first and last indigenous Nintendo. Lichtenberg Figures is one of my favorite works of his, just because it is so playful and so immediate and so directly engaged with the reader, and it has a lot of humor to it. I think a lot of his other work is experimental, and I think you can find a lot to appreciate about it, but this is just an actually funny collection of poems. I didn't include some of my favorite lines in here, like, I ate your juicy motherfucking plums, which just comes in the middle of a poem, and it's just such a complete gut punch. One of my other favorite ones, oh man. I wish all difficult poems were profound. Honk if you wish all difficult poems were profound. So, a lot to like in this collection. Check it out. Check out Ben Lerner in general. He writes some amazing prose as well. And thanks for listening, guys. Hope you have a nice night or day, or whenever you're listening to this. Let me know any other authors I should check out, or any authors you'd like to hear read live.